Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, it's 4:45. You know how this works by now. We have found, in the past, florists, on the message you put with the flowers, will write absolutely anything. Doing this over a year now. We've tried robbery and even recently a prison breakout, and they will still write it. We're trying to find one thing that they will reject and not put on the card at all. So, let's go over to our friends in the Netherlands. Today, the florist game hits Amsterdam.
Flower connoisseurs, goedemiddag.
Hello, could I send some flowers, please?
Yes, of course. My pencil. Okay.
What kind of flowers could I have, do you think?
Yeah, there are a lot of flowers is possible. You can have a bouquet of white flowers or pink ones or tomorrow morning fresh roses.
I'd like to have pink.
Pink. Okay.
Okay. Here's the message.
Yeah.
If you can write this down.
Ja, zeg het maar.
I have something to tell you.
I have something to tell you.
And I thought I'd say it.
And I thought I'd say it.
With flowers.
With flowers. Okay.
There's more. It's quite a long message. I hope that's okay.
No, that's okay. There's no problem.
Okay. I'm leaving you.
I'm leaving you.
For your mother.
For your mother.
I take your mum.
I take your mum.
Doris.
Doris.
To the candy shop.
To the candy shop.
I let her lick the lollipop.
I let her lick the lollipop.
I say. Go ahead, Doris.
Yeah.
Don't you stop.
Go ahead, Doris. Don't you stop.
Keep going till you hit the spot.
Keep going.
Until you hit the spot.
Till you have
hit the spot.
The spot.
And then at the end, can you just put, whoa!
Whoa.
And that's it. Would you be able to read the card back to me, please?
I have something to tell and thought with flowers. I'm leaving you for your mother. I take your mum, Doris, to the candy shop and let her lick the lollipop. I say, go ahead, Doris. Don't you stop, keep going until you hit the spot.
And then, what's the last bit?
Whoa. Yeah?
That is amazing. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You see, they'll even write hip-hop lyrics in Holland. But if 50 Cent was a middle-aged Dutchman, this is what he would sound like.
I have something to tell and thought with flowers. I'm leaving you for your mother. I take your mum, Doris, to the candy shop.
Whoa.
And let her lick the lollipop. I say, go ahead, Doris. Don't you stop, keep going until you hit the spot.
And then, what's the last bit?
Whoa.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Oh, dear, more filth on Radio 2 of all places. You don't expect it, do you? This morning, a bit of innuendo bingo from Sally Traffic and Terry Wogan. Sir, Terry Wogan.
I was going to say, it's different from a muff.
Oh, very.
Anyway, moving on.
Very, very different from that.
I used to have one of those.
Yes, indeed.
The vehicle fire on the northbound A1 is now out. It was at Wetherby. One lane closed. The queues are back.
It's always that Sally Traffic. I tell you, she's potty mouth. I like it how Terry was very desperate to change the subject as well.
It's different from a muff.
Oh, very.
Anyway, moving on.
Very, very different from that.
I used to have one of those.
Yes, indeed.
National Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast.
Loads of people quite enjoying the bloke from the florist shop in Holland. doing Candy Shop. Some people saying that it's the wrongest thing they've heard for quite some time, but they still want to hear it again. So, here he is, as 50 Cent.
I take your mum Doris to the candy shop, yeah, and let her lick the lollipop. I say, yeah, go ahead, Doris. Don't you stop. Yeah. Keep going until you hit the spot.
It's the best bit.
Whoa.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
All right, we were talking earlier about this guy called Mike Huckabee, who is running as a candidate for the President of the United States of America and has got Chuck Norris on board. Come on, Chuck! Now, loads of people are saying, no, there's loads of Chuck Norris jokes out there. This is just a joke advert. No, I can confirm this is actually true. Mike Huckabee has got Chuck Norris endorsing his campaign.
An important policy message from Governor Mike Huckabee.
My plan to secure the border? Two words. Chuck Norris.
Amazing.
Mike Huckabee's a lifelong hunter who'll protect our Second Amendment rights.
There's no chin behind Chuck Norris's beard. Only another fist.
Mike Huckabee wants to put the IRS out of business.
When Chuck Norris does a push-up, he isn't lifting himself up. He's pushing the earth down.
Mike's a principled, authentic conservative.
Chuck Norris doesn't endorse. He tells America how it's gonna be. I'm Mike Huckabee, and I approve this message. So did Chuck.
Chuck Norris approved.
Think about it. Chuck Norris is on board for your presidential campaign. Admittedly, they have used quite a lot of the Chuck Norris facts from chucknorrisfacts.com on that ad, but this is for real. He is actually endorsing that presidential campaign. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's John in Manchester.
How can I help, John?
Chuck Norris is a fraud.
You can't say that, really.
Yeah, I can. He has ripped off... Chuck Norris is an actor. He has ripped off Ricky Hatton. If you check out rickyhattonfacts.com, Ricky Hatton is truly the hardest man on the planet.
What, harder than Chuck?
Much harder than Chuck.
What are you saying?
He's an actor in films. He does it for real.
I hope Chuck's not listening. He's going to come and find you.
Ricky Hatton's beating him up.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely.
So you're saying that Ricky Hatton facts, rickyhattonfacts.com,
Ricky Hatton facts.
Is similar to Chuck Norris.
It's the true facts about Ricky Hatton, and once he tracks down Chuck Norris, he's going to beat him up.
And I like it that you're instigating this, John.
Sorry?
You're kind of instigating this. You want this to happen.
I want this to happen, yeah. It'll be an easy warm-up for Ricky Hatton's next fight.
And listen, can I just read you some more from Chuck's website to see if these sound similar, all right?
Okay.
Chuck Norris can do a wheelie on a unicycle.
Nice.
Chuck Norris once won a game of Connect Four in three moves.
Do you know that Ricky Hatton once had a fight with Superman? The loser had to wear his underpants on the outside of his pants.
Yeah. But Chuck Norris was originally cast as the main character in 24, but was replaced by the producers when he managed to kill every terrorist and save the day in 12 minutes and 37 seconds. So have that. Come on, then.
Do you know that Ricky Hatton's tears cure cancer? Too bad he's never cried.
We could go on all night, couldn't we, John, eh?
We could do,
we could
Scott.
Go on all night. Love you, John.
Love you, Scott.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
And we're on the way home till 7 o'clock tonight with Cascada coming next. I apologise to all Cascada fans because all I did when I said Cascada are coming out is went which it does do if you listen to it. Also Timbaland and Pigeon Detectives. Loads of people are saying we want the Dutchman singing Candy Shop as Christmas number one. I would go for that. I would make a campaign, but I've promised Colin Murray already. Colin really wants this song by Malcolm Middleton to be number one at Christmas. We were on about this yesterday. Edith's been talking about it. Colin's been ranting on about it on his show in the evenings. Have you heard this yet? Do you know Arab Strap? You know them?
No.
Anybody? They used to be a band who were kind of like professional miserabilists from Scotland. Always miserable.
The one who doesn't speak, just look them up for me on Wikipedia, and yeah, it says they're a post-folk indie band.
That's them, right? But now they've split up. Malcolm has got a new song. He's out there on his own. And Colin Murray really wants this to be Christmas number one this year and not Ridian or Same Difference or Beverly, whoever it's going to be, off X Factor, just to make a change. If you've not heard this song yet, we are all going for this to be Christmas number one this year for 2007. It's called We're All Going to Die.
We're all going to die, whatever's nothing. We'll all have to face this alone. There's a when, not an if, inside everybody.
Sing along.
More thoughts like these can make you feel.
Come on, Gran.
So alone, you're gonna die, you're gonna die, you're gonna die alone. You're gonna die, you're gonna die, you're gonna die alone.
All alone. That's it, it's Malcolm Middleton, we're all going to die. We want this to be Christmas number one this year. Everyone's saying it was too miserable. Listen, Mad World was miserable, do you remember? That beat that Darkness Bellen song to Christmas number one. That was partly my fault though, I think, because I did kind of champion that Mad World. And now I'm with Colin, I'm championing this. Because it does fit in with all the other Christmas classics so well, doesn't it? In fact, I can hear the advert already. Biggest Christmas hits. Celebrate the festive season in style. Sing along to this one. Your gran will be dancing to this. And of course, this year's Christmas number one.
We're all gonna die, and whatever's nothing. We'll all have to face this alone. There's a when, not an if, inside everybody. More thoughts like these can make you feel.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Andy in Blackpool's been on the email saying, what the hell was that Manchester lad going on about? Chuck used to fight against Bruce Lee. Beat that, Ricky Hatton. Chuck don't sleep, he waits. Now, surely, I do think the Chuck Norris facts came first, didn't they? They've been around for a few years. Not that I'm saying in any way that Ricky Hatton has ripped off Chuck Norris. Or am I? Oh, this is confusing. Or am I, Chuck? Ricky, Chuck, what do you do? Oh. Anyway, I'm not starting some kind of Chuck-Ricky war. However, it looks like several people have kind of cut and paste these Chuck Norris facts and are changing the names on them. There's Vin Diesel facts and Jack Bauer ones. The kind of facts are the same, only the name has been changed at the beginning. I've got the Ricky Hatton ones here. I'm just going to change them to mine. Maybe I could do some, like, Scott Mills facts. Scott Mills doesn't ask who's the daddy, he knows. Guns don't kill people, Mills kills people. Scott Mills has two speeds, walk and kill. Scott Mills doesn't read books. He stares them down until he gets the information he wants. It's not working so well with me.
Radio 1.
You've got Ricky Hatton facts on there. You've got Chuck. You've got Vin Diesel. You've got Jack Bauer. But we do believe that Chuck was first. Or was it Ricky? Notice I'm standing right in the middle of this and not going anywhere. Hi, George.
Hi.
I'd like it if you had Georgina Bowman facts.
Really? There aren't any.
Right, I've made up some Georgina Bowman facts now. Okay. Right? Off of Chuck Norris, and then Ricky Hatton, and then Vin Diesel. Okay, maybe I've just changed these off of Ricky's website, but you'll like them. Georgina Bowman doesn't wear a watch. She decides what time it is.
Yeah.
You like that?
I like that. That's
Georgina Bowman can slam a revolving door. The quickest way to a man's heart is with Georgina Bowman's fist.
Yeah, that's the one I like.
Georgina Bowman doesn't read the news. She is the news.
Yes.
You like that?
That's my favourite. I'm going to get a T-shirt.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
I take your mum Doris to the candy shop and let her lick the lollipop. I say, go ahead, Doris. Don't you stop. Keep going until you hit the spot. Whoa.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.